BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Between the Ears. The Last Road Trip.
I only have one photo from those family road trips when I was a kid. I sneaked it from Mum's photo box before I moved out of home. It's a picture from probably the best moment of the best holiday of them all. We just upgraded our car to a second-hand Toyota Tarago. When my little brother was born, we needed more seats so we could all fit. The irony was, by the time we got it, the eldest two kids could drive. This holiday would be the last of the great family road trips, where it was just the six of us. We went to a town called Bellingen. The house where we stayed was called Serendip. The property was on the Bellinger River. They had canoes. They were heavy, so we walked them down to the river, with one half sticking out the boot of the Tarago. After canoeing, my brother brought the car closer to the riverbank. It was getting dark, and a storm was coming. The ground was soft, and the car got bogged. Between the panic and stress, my mum had the wit to take a photo. It shows the new car, worse for wear. Its hubcaps missing, the new foot mats under the muddy wheel, in a vain attempt to create traction. My sister and I are sitting in the boot, like our weight would somehow help. Dad's in the driver's seat. My big brother's crouched next to the wheel. My little brother's hiding behind a tree in the distance. Everyone's smiling. A road trip must begin before the break of dawn. Around 4 a.m. is good, I was taught.
Are you almost ready? Are you almost packed?
No.
Well, can you hurry up and get it out so that you're not disturbing me?
Yes, I'll let you go to bed.
There's so much to look forward to on the endless plateau. Cows and dead kangaroos and sunsets, world's best meat pies, backseat fights and picnic sets.
I checked this bag and it's not in here.
But for a lot of the time on the road, when the John Denver cassettes played both sides twice, and all the cool mints are gone or fallen under the car seat,
might have to go down and have another look in the car.
There's nothing. It's freedom. And I want to taste that old feeling again, while I can.
If I was my wallet, where would I be?
It is great to have you with me. I've been so stressed, I haven't really been excited. Didn't sleep that well last night.
It's 9:30 a.m. by the time I get away. I recategorize my disorganization as spontaneity. Remember a quote I saw once on a cafe wall. If you don't plan anything, you'll be open to everything.
I see daylight. Here we go. Here we go. We're on the highway in 3, 2, 1. Hey! Welcome to the Pacific Highway.
The hire car I'm driving is a Toyota Tarago. I chose it for nostalgia and because it was the cheapest option. No cruise control, but plenty of space to sleep in the back.
We're heading north today as I look in the rear vision mirror and see the best view of Sydney. Oh, it feels good.
I can only do this trip on my own. I'm looking for something specific. Surfers chase the endless summer and that perfect wave. If I had it my way, I'd follow an endless road trip, searching for that perfect character to interview. I'll have to settle for a week and a half, though. A final lap of my home state, New South Wales. It's my last chance to find the story and check a few towns off the list.
A person, a microphone, and the open road. I'm not sure it gets any better than that. Maybe it does, I don't know.
found
hey,
us.
Hey, Steve. Nice to meet
you. Good
to
see you.
Good to see you.
Right?
My first stop is the ancestor of Arnott's Biscuits.
Great.
Great, 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 great. Great, great, great.
So, yeah, a lot of baking between him and me.
Overcast day today.
I turn west along Waterfall Way. See a sign for a bush ranger's cemetery.
So then I said to him, maybe Thunderbolt was a horse.
There's a travelling night market in Coonabarabran.
Pretty much made friends wherever we go now. People are like, oh, if you come back to town, come and have a coffee.
Nobody can stop you if you do the right thing.
I get a free feed at the Global Cafe. It's run by the mayor of Coonamble.
Honestly, you could reach any height you want to reach. I don't want to reach any heights. I'm happy where I am.
That'll be the day when I die.
Just turn the headlights off and just saw how dark it is.
At night, the stars bob in the black.
Wow, wow.
Try and hold my head steady so I can see them all, but there's too many. I'm making my way north to the jewel of this adventure, a tiny town called Corinda. The town's name comes from a First Nations word meaning you carry. There's a pub there and not much else, but that's enough for me. I'm interested in the story that goes with it. The Corinda Hotel is where David Bowie shot the music video for his 1983 hit, Let's Dance.
Voice memo, script notes on the way to Corinda. The road got a bit worse. Even a couple of muddy pockets. The worst thing you can do on a road like this, driving a car like this, is to stop. Mental note, forget to look at any agreements about driving a hire car on an unsealed road. And I know that if it rains overnight, I'll be spending a bit more time than I anticipated. Fuck! Alright, I got a problem. Oh no! Oh man, that is some thick mud. And I don't have reception. I haven't seen a car for half an hour. If I angled and just give it. Ah! Yeah, I'm just digging up mud at this point. I'm gonna have to turn the car off, I think. How do I say this? I drove into a hole. I am bogged. The car is stuck. Yeah, this is a real situation.
I have water, chicken crimpy shapes, and some free jerky Selena gave me back at the night markets. There's nothing to do but wait.
It's been over an hour. No signs of cars or life. The heat, it's hot. It's hot here. Yeah. Imagine if I died out here. Can't die. Not yet. Having a baby in 2 months.
The parts of my skin I haven't covered begin to burn.
Patience.
I am but an egg, sizzling in the outback frying pan.
Patience is the key. 2.5 hours, I've yet to see a car. Nobody's coming, because nobody knows I'm here right now. Look, if you like chicken crimpy, full respect to you. Chicken crimpy is not even in my top five. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl. Jo's really excited. She's a very caring person, that's why I love her. It's getting, but she's going to be the best mum. And I'm going to do my best too.
But what if that's not good enough? I struggle to keep track of my wallet, let alone a kid. A good father is responsible. A good father doesn't get stuck in holes. I whittle time away, taking selfies in front of the muddy wheel. I smile, maybe a bit too hard. As the memory of this moment buckles with time, I'll rely on the picture to remind me of this feeling, how scared I was, not of being bogged in the outback alone, scared of what would happen once I wasn't.
Oh, here comes the car. Here comes the car.
After 3 hours, a small school bus with one kid on it pulls over. The driver calls a nearby farmer.
G'day, mate. Are you Vic?
Mike, how are you, Vic?
Vic has a strap and... Well, Vic shows the bog who's boss.
Yep, he's good. Vic, you did it. You did it, mate. Good idea. That was a bit of fun, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Sure, we've done that before. That was beautiful. How we did that.
There's an old air conditioner inside the Corinda Hotel that sounds and feels like a Cessna. The publican pours a Tui's and a farmer says g'day. It's just the three of us. You're a long way from Sydney, they say. Notice the mice, they say. Photos and newspaper clippings are stuck on the wall behind where David Bowie once stood. The original flooring's been ripped up. The pool table's hidden in the back room. Causes too many fights. A cardboard David Bowie lies on top of it with a note. He's your problem now, it reads. We drink beers, we chat. This is what I came for, right? What's your take on David Bowie, Trev?
No, thank you very much. He had some good songs, yeah. But no, I'm not. I'm a country music bloke, mate.
In the morning, I have a cold shower and drive back the way I came. I slow as I pass the whole of Wicked Intentions. Not this time, I whisper. As soon as my phone finds reception, I send a photo of the bog Tarago to the family message thread. Am I okay? They ask. Yes. Okay, that's good, they say. I think about Bellingen. Why isn't anyone mentioning the time we got stuck in the Bellinger River? Don't they remember? In the hours of driving that follow, I look at the empty back seat and think of you. The odometer in my mind ticks over. I'm slowly filled with a new feeling. There's so much to look forward to on the endless plateau. This is the last road trip without you. I daydream about how one day I'll drive you north for no good reason, and we probably won't leave at 4 a.m, but it'll be an adventure. You and me and the open road. And if we're lucky, if we're really lucky, the car might get bogged.